Neolaya.
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 The podcast on PhD mobility.
PhD opportunities of mobility told by
l'opportunité de mobilité en doctorat racontée par
una historia de movilidad doctoral contada por Ana y Caroline.
Ana and Caroline.
Hello everyone and welcome to the Neolaya Mobility Podcast for PhD students, the podcast coordinated by the PhD Collaboration Forum that tells you everything you need to know about doctoral mobility within the Neolaya Consortium. I'm Caroline Bontier, a third-year PhD student in marketing from the University of Tours, France. And today, we will be talking about PhD mobility opportunities offered by Neolaya, illustrated by Anna's journey. Welcome, Anna. How are you today?
Hello, I'm pretty happy to be here today.
Thank you for joining us today to answer our questions about your PhD mobility. So tell me if I'm wrong. You are a four-year PhD student in literature, and you are also teaching at the University of Hain in the Department of English Philosophy. Is that right?
Yeah, in the Department of English Philology. Yeah, that's right. I've been currently teaching there for 3 years now, and I've been doing my PhD for 4 years now, sorry.
Well, before we begin, could you tell us a little bit more about yourself and about your studies?
Okay, I'm researching literature, English literature. I'm comparing 1984 by George Orwell with works that belong to our days, either visual or written texts. And I'm researching malinformation techniques in these works. Also, how hypervisibility and visibility are shown in these literary and audiovisual works that I'm using for my PhD dissertation.
So you're here to talk us a little bit more about your international mobility. Mm-hmm. Since you, Anna, you had the opportunity to go abroad not once, but twice during your PhD with the Neolaya program. Is that right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So I went last year. I did this blended intensive program in the University of Örebro regarding historical narratives. And this year I'm in the University of Tours following my mentorship program and my mentorship research stay or mobility stay. I never know what to say exactly.
And since the beginning, we are talking a little of the Neolaya program, because you've done your mobility through the Neolaya Consortium. But can you explain what its objectives are?
Okay. The Alliance Neolaya is a strong, highly integrated European university representing a mainstay of European values and high-quality education for all the members' university regions. Some of its objectives are internationalization and academic exchange, and strengthening inclusion and interculturalism, increasing research impact at a regional scale, open science, increasing regional and put it in terms of entrepreneurial training, product ideation, startup support and incubations, increasing joint teaching and learning programs to address identified shared challenges through regional collaboration. This is more or less what it's all about. So in the end, it's 9 universities working together in order to sharing knowledge.
You say it was 9 universities. Which are the partners university that are in this program?
Yeah, it started with the University of Hain, the University of Ostrava in the Czech Republic, and the University of Bielefeld in Germany, and then the University of Tours here in France, the University of Nicosia in Chypre, the University of Salerno in Italy, the one of Subteava in Romania, and the one of CLU in Lithuania. Also started to collaborate, and now they are all of them, 9 of them, collaborating.
Tipos de movilidad.
Types of mobility.
Différents types de mobilité.
You also mentioned that you took a BIP course.
Yeah.
Could you explain what that is more in detail, please?
Okay, yeah. A BIP course is a blended intensive program course. The one that I took was on historical narratives. And we started in February having like online sessions. It was four universities, I believe. It was us from Hein, students. No, we were from five different universities. Students and teachers were from four different the students from the University of Hein, and then from Tuch University, Örebro, Bielefeld, and Ostrava. Yeah, so we were doing this like 3-4 sessions before going to Örebro and have our intensive week there, and we were reviewing some readings that we had to do in order to have the knowledge to be able to spend the week with the professors and having like this intensive week in Örebro. And while in Örebro we were going to university since early in the morning till 5 p.m. working in groups. First we had like talk by the professor each day by one of the professors and one of the topics of the blended course. Afterwards, we were divided in groups. Students were divided in groups and we were working on this topic. And at the end of the day, all of us were again together and sharing our ideas, how we developed the topic that we had to work on, and it was like really, really interesting, and we could learn a lot from historical narratives and how nationalism was formed, and the myths that we have now were also, some of them invented, some of them existed. So it was a really good opportunity. In the middle, it is also not all of this was studying and discussing. We had, like, in the middle of the stay, we had this trip to Nobel's lab in very near Örebro, and we had like a really great day there in which we could learn a lot about how this lab has been developed along the years since Nobel created it. So it was good. It was really nice.
If you had the opportunity to go onto a second mobility program, I thought is that maybe there are different mobilities opportunities. Could you explain a little bit more what are the different type of mobility that exist with the Neolaya program?
We have the BIP, the blended intensive course program, sorry, that I have just described, in which all of the different universities are working together. And this is interesting because you can meet people from many other nationalities. And then we have the Focus Academy, and we also have the Summer School. Summer School is for 2 months, for 2 weeks instead of 1 week on site. And that's all. And then the mentorship program, that's for PhD students. And there are also these opportunities to active research work. There's a broad range of opportunities there with this kind of programs.
So now you are in France, you're in Tours. Mm-hmm. Why did you decide to live in Tours for this second mobility program?
Yeah, well, that's a good story. That's because once when I made this blended intensive program that I did in Sweden in Örebro, I met Guya Migani, sorry, that it's my mentor here in Tours. I thought that part of the introduction of my dissertation could be using history, historiography, and the use on how the past and the present are used in order to manage our senses or our feelings about past and present. I did a little bit of research on Guya, and I thought that it could be a good idea to come here. I also was here last year, but in this case not as a student, but as uh, the as a professor, we were here in two for a week. Professors, teachers from different universities in Neolaya, and I could see Guya again and talk to her. So I thought that it could be a good idea to come here and spend this mobility stay here and learning about history.
Experiencia en el extranjero.
Experience de l'étranger.
Experience abroad.
So how do you find the University of Tours compared to yours?
I thought before coming, I thought it was going to be very different, but it's not like that. So, and once you talk to students and to professors, you see that things work more or less the same. So apart from the language and the meal schedule, that it's different from ours in Spain, we are different to the whole Europe. So it gets a bit to get used to having lunch and dinner at a different earlier during in the day. So apart from that, I believe that it works pretty much the same. So, yeah.
And have you seen any differences between the two mobilities, the one in Örebro and the one of Tours?
Yeah, sure. The one in Örebro, the blended intensive program, it is about learning, about receiving knowledge from the professor and also sharing it with the rest of the students. This program is more about me researching. I have Guya's help, that is my mentor, and she's there to help me with whatever I need, either correcting my work or giving me bibliography or whatever. But that's the main difference. However, I must say that PhD students here in Tours have welcomed me pretty well. So that's really nice, because PhD usually are on our own, studying on our own, and you don't have much support. So having your support, guys, it's been quite nice.
So I imagine that these experiences must have been very enriching. But more specifically, what did you learn from them, and what can it bring for different PhD students all around Europe?
So I believe that most of all, like sharing experience with students from other nationalities, not only being on your lab or on your department, studying on your own, just with your peers, your locals. So I believe that going abroad and studying or sharing your ideas with students from other nationalities is really good, because it always broadens your mind. So that's pretty good, and also the thing of having to go abroad, the thing of not staying at home, it always pushes you further.
So for now, you are enjoying your mobility.
Sure, yeah. At the beginning, it was hard the first week, but fortunately enough, I could manage with the help of people from the international office. Clementine, for example, was of real help for me. she was my translator there these first days. But apart from that, once this first week passed, everything has been smooth. So, yeah.
What did you enjoy the most in Örebro and in Tours?
Wow, in Örebro, phew. The fact of being taught so many things. Yeah, we learned a lot, and here it's totally different. Here it's like once this first week has passed by, it's like you can feel like at home. It's like it's strange, but then you get used to it, and you believe you have made some friends or some good acquaintances, and That's different. It's different.
Consejos para la movilidad.
Quelques conseils pour la mobilité.
What advice would you give to a PhD student who is interested to leave, or who would hesitate to leave?
Yeah, so I would tell them not to worry too much. Sometimes we worry too much and we like overthink everything. We believe that we are not going to be able to cope with the life in a different country, in a different city, with not knowing anyone or hardly anyone. And I believe this is more like a barrier that we ourselves make to in our minds that the real truth. Then when you go to this other country and you go to study, you usually have the support of the people at the university, at the international office, PhD students, what has happened to me. So it's more a thing of how to treat you psychologically, your mind, than the obstacles that you are going to find in the end.
Tips for mobility.
So, can you tell us more about technical aspects? How were you supported in this mobility?
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. That's pretty good. I am here because of the mentorship program, because of the grant that the mentorship program offers. So, I applied for it and I got it, and thanks to that money, I'm able to be here. If not, I should have paid all of the money that I'm spending in planes and the accommodation and everything. And I could have, but you know, this is real help.
But so. Was it something complicated?
No. It's just you have to be on the spot. I mean, when you are at university, you know that you get many emails from the international office and telling you, hey, there's this new BIP course, or there's this mentorship program. I believe that it's a good idea to open them and read them and see what they are offering, because maybe we are missing opportunities because of not reading them.
And so now that you've traveled a lot, would you like to participate in another international mobility program in the future?
Yeah, sure, why not?
And since you live there, have you learned a few words of French?
Well, yeah. Bonjour, bonsoir, bonjour, bonsoir. I like having after lunch, I like having this small coffee with milk. And I learned the other day that it's called noisette. Yep. So now I can ask for a noisette. Instead of saying a coffee, milk, small, petite, petite coffee, yeah, or milk. So right now, that's what as far as I can go.
Thanks, Anna. Merci. And good luck for the end of your PhD program. Thank you all for listening to this podcast. We hope you enjoy it and that it will encourage you in your mobility wherever they may be. Don't hesitate to follow Neolaya on social media.
Thank you. Bye.
Neolaya.
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 Neolaya. Neolaya.